The U.S. may soon see the largest ever drop in the number of black lawmakers in Congress. That's according to a new analysis by NPR, and it depends on what the Supreme Court decides in a major case about redistricting and the Voting Rights Act. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang has this story.
For decades, in places where voting is racially polarized, what's known as Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act has helped make sure racial minorities have an equal opportunity to participate in elections.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court.
But at the Supreme Court back in October,
race-based redistricting is fundamentally contrary to our Constitution.
Louisiana Solicitor General Benjamin Aguinaga helped make the case against Section 2. And now many legal experts are expecting the court's conservative majority to weaken Section 2 protections for districts where racial minority voters make up a large enough population that they have a realistic opportunity of electing their preferred candidate.
It's going to affect every single level of election there is. This is really major. Absolutely major.
Press Robinson is a black civil rights activist in Louisiana. Robinson led a Section 2 lawsuit that ultimately led to the creation of Louisiana's second majority black congressional district. It's one of at least 15 in southern states, from Louisiana and eastward to North Carolina, each with a sizable minority population represented by a black Democratic member of Congress. NPR has found that if the Supreme Court weakens Section 2, those 15 districts could be eliminated through redistricting by Republican state lawmakers.
We will not have blacks representing our voice anywhere at any level except on a very minute scale. And that is not where we should be in 2026.
It's not clear how many of those 15 at-risk districts Republican-led states would try to wipe out. They may decide to keep some for partisan reasons. But losing even a handful of those districts could fuel the largest ever drop in the number of black representatives in Congress. For a century after the Civil War, that figure stayed in the single digits, or at zero. But since the passing of the Voting Rights Act of 1965, that number has grown to 63 black-represented districts today, or about 14% of the current House.
For so many of us here today, Section 2 is why we stand before you as members of the Congressional Black Caucus.
Democratic Representative Terry Sewell of Alabama spoke on Capitol Hill after the Supreme Court's hearing in October.
If this court strikes down these critical provisions, it would not only reverse decades of precedent, but it would also take us back to a dark time in our nation's history, a time when discrimination against minority voters went unchecked.
Catherine Tate, a political science professor at Brown University, points out Section 2 has helped Congress better reflect the country's demographics.
Minority members of Congress are more likely to sponsor bills that talk about minority interests, even controlling for political party. So diversity really is important in terms of fair representation, equal representation of American voters.
Representation in state legislatures is also at stake. According to estimates by voting rights advocacy groups, including Fair Fight Action, close to 200 Democratic-held seats, mostly representing majority black districts in the South, could be eliminated through redistricting if the Supreme Court weakens Section 2. Fair Fight Action CEO Lauren Groh Wargo says these changes could play out over years.
We could see a very rapid, effective dismantling of black representation at the congressional level and possibly at the state legislative level in a couple of states. I think other states may hold off and wait.
When it comes to voting rights and other rights for people of color, it's always a fight.
For Press Robinson, the civil rights activist who sued for Louisiana's second majority black congressional district, it's all a reminder that the struggle for fair representation never ends.
There's never a time that we get what we deserve and that we should have without having to fight for it.
And the fight over the Voting Rights Act may not be over at the Supreme Court after the justices rule in this redistricting case. The court is also considering taking up a separate set of cases that could further undermine protections for racial minority voters. Anzi Luong, NPR News.